My text is one verse taken from the Old Testament lesson I read a few moments ago, the 25th chapter of the book of Proverbs, the second verse. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. I think it is safe to say that there are certainly times in our lives when we wish, we hope against hope, that God would reveal why He is allowing to happen what is happening. I think it happens quite often, actually, in the walk of faith. If only we could see what God has planned, what God has in mind ultimately at the end. We know His promises. We know His promises of good for those who love Him. We know His promises of providential care. We know His promises, all of those promises to which we cling, especially in times of difficulty. But we just wish He would show us what He has in mind so that I could be certain that the end indeed is okay. Oh, we've all been there, I would venture to say. Just make it plain. Just make it clear. Last week in the Old Testament reading, we heard this statement from God based on an assumption that His people were making. When He declared to them, "Am I not a God far off and not a God near?" You see what the people were doing. The people were living their lives, taking God for granted as if He were right here beside them, almost like a marionette puppet for them to pull the strings of. And God had to remind them, "I am a God that is so totally other than you. I'm a God far off." Job heard the same kind of thing after Job complained to God about what was happening to him. And God finally came to Job and said, "Stand up. Stand like a man. I have a few questions to ask you. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Did I consult you to do it?" The prophets wrestled with the same issue with God's people. The prophet Hosea says, "Don't be saying that God is like the spring rain that's just going to come. We know it's going to come. It's going to be there." Again, assuming that God is somehow obligated to us. And I suppose in our age of independence and in our age of me being the most important thing in the world, that just does not set well. It just doesn't set well to realize that we are dependent upon God. We don't want to be dependent on anybody. And now Solomon, in these Proverbs, hits us again right between the eyes. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. What's that say to you? It is the glory of God not to make known everything to you. Not to make known all of His ways. It is the glory of kings to search out a matter. What did Solomon say there? That God, in His concealment of matters, makes each one of us kings. Because we do indeed search these things out. We search them out in prayer. We search them out through a study of His Word. And in God's sight, in His sight, nobody else's, that makes us kings. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews in the 11th chapter, the tremendous faith chapter, writes these words: without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Notice what that says. Without faith, nothing that I can do can please God. Nothing. Only faith pleases Him. And that writer of that chapter goes on and says, all those great examples of faith displayed faith without ever receiving the end. Without ever seeing the end. But they trusted God. God's concealment of a matter calls His people to the only thing that pleases Him. And that is faith. Faith in His goodness. Faith in His plan that I cannot see. Faith in His end that I may never see. Not this side of the grave. This, the writer of this proverb says, is God's glory. Glory which says, trust me, my child. The end is good. It's good. I just want you to trust me. I think far too often in our walk of faith, we take God for granted. And I think every now and then, God, through passages like this, calls us back to what really matters. And that is a life of faith in Him and in His care. Lord, grant us such a faith as this, which allows You to conceal a matter, which allows You to show Your glory, if you will, allows me to be a king, and gives me the comfort of knowing, whether I see it or not, the end is good. Amen.